Rich Sprandl, owner of Blue Line Firearms and Tactical. Rich is a retired police officer with more than 18 years of field experience in southwestern Connecticut. It is great to have you with us this morning. Good morning, Rich.
Fabulous, fabulous.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've got a very unique story. I know you're in firearms now, but before we go into that, if you can, talk a little bit about your work in as a police officer, and then bring us up to date as where you are now and the concerns that we really have for law-abiding gun citizens.
And we all have them.
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah. These are tough times right now. I started my career as an Easton police officer. I did 4 years in Easton and then 14 in Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
My career was cut short. I was struck by a drunk driver in my cruiser and had a couple back surgeries, and that cut my career short.
You got hit, you got twice, right?
Twice, yeah. Actually, about 7 months apart.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
yeah, God. Both times I was in a cruiser, so thank God. But
so you can't perform any physical activity?
No, I have nerve damage in my left foot, so it's hard to run. So because I couldn't run, you can't be a police officer.
And sadly, even though you're limited physically, you still have a lot of knowledge in firearms as a former police officer.
Sure, I was actually a firearms instructor.
Yeah,
I was on the department's emergency service unit.
So it'd be a shame to waste all of this this knowledge. So then you started a business.
Yeah, I started Blue Line Firearms and Tactical back in 2011.
Yeah.
Worked out of my house for several years, did some online sales. And 3 years ago, we opened the store on Route 25 in Trumbull.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, as we watch all these different television shows, and I get very, very nervous at some of them because they're out for audience. Sometimes they, and you're smiling yourself,
you know
what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And this is what I'm afraid is going to hurt us in the end if we don't get a hold of it right away.
True, yeah. And what's scary, you know, Blumenthal and Murphy are constantly saying they want to be the leaders. Connecticut's the leader. And with all these gun laws. And
well, we have the second strictest gun laws. I believe Illinois is number one and Connecticut is number two. And what's the irony there is the city of Chicago goes through more, which, of course, in Illinois, you know, has some of the highest gun crime in the country.
Big time.
So.
Yeah, in a gun-free zone on top of it.
Yeah, they're your gun laws for you, folks.
Sure.
So compare and contrast, if you can. You've been a police officer for so many years. Now you are selling guns. Go back to how it was before, 18 years ago, to where we are now, if you can, in comparing and contrasting our gun laws.
Well, criminals don't obey the law.
Well, that's exactly. We say this almost daily, Brad.
Exactly. You can pass any law you want and put it on the books. The criminals don't obey the laws, so you're only hurting the legal gun owner.
That's right.
So,
again, the thing that I am really concerned about is there's so many people now because of what has happened. And the other night on television, I was watching, and you would think that we were just at war here in Connecticut. I mean, every single shot was about guns, and this is one of the things that really bothered us.
Sure, yeah, and everyone constantly brings up Sandy Hook, and that's why Connecticut wants to be the leader in this.
So, talk to me about what laws. There we go. Now I can see it. Excuse me. What are the laws that have a lot of the legal gun owners in an uproar? You must hear this all the time as the owner of a gun store.
Well, the banning of the AR-15, mm-hmm. which is actually a fun gun to shoot. There's not a lot of recoil. You know, was one of our biggest sellers prior to 2013. It's just the restriction after restriction. Magazine capacity. It takes a second and a half to change a magazine. So is that really making a big difference,
And again, we have to highlight or underscore, if you will. We're talking about guns for the good guys. We're talking about guns for law-abiding citizens.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why Knowing all of this, what made you choose Connecticut to open up a gun store? Because...
Well, I lived here all my life.
Okay.
So, you know, it's hard to just pick up the family and move.
But had you thought about it? Did you? Were you contemplating and saying something to yourself where, oh my goodness, this is a state that does, that frowns upon even legal gun use, gun ownership?
Well, when I initially started back in 2011, it wasn't, you know, as bad as it is now.
Again, and of course, police, the way police are treated, too. I mean, the whole thing. But I feel very strongly about this. I think that we have got to get some folks that know that guns are here, they're available, and that we can get them when we need them. Do you think that will happen?
Well, this state is tough. You know, a gun-free zone, you know, the bad guy goes in knowing that there's not going to be any resistance. So
imagine that. It's like you're telling.
No, I can't.
It's like you're telling a criminal. Yeah, but it's a gun-free zone. You're not paying attention to the law anyways. You're not law-abiding. What are what are some guns that are legal to buy in the state of Connecticut right now?
Well, all handguns, but every magazine has, you know, a magazine capacity has to be 10 or less. So we can't have any high-cap magazines. Any bolt-action rifle.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the semi-automatic rifles, you have to go by, you know, what features it has. So if it's a semi-automatic rifle with a removable magazine, it can't have a pistol grip. It can't have a folding stock. It can't have a flash hider. Which are what they call assault weapon features. So AR-15s are, you know, not allowed, stuff like that.
Then where are we? I mean, this is unbelievable. Thank God you're here today.
No, it's difficult. You know, there's, I believe, about 150 rifles that you can buy in Pennsylvania that you can't buy in Connecticut.
Mm. Wow.
And it all goes by appearance is the problem.
And our gun rights in the state of Connecticut are... slowly but surely waning.
They make it difficult. We do a pistol permit class safety course once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And now in Connecticut, since 2013, you need to have a pistol permit or a long gun permit to purchase a firearm, which now you have to go through some training. So an 8-hour safety course, which is good.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
But, you know, you do have people or elderly that want to buy a firearm just to protect their home. They have no intention of carrying it. Well, now they have to go through this process.
They just want to keep it in their home should they get burglarized or...
Sure. Yeah, we have customers coming constantly. You know, oh, I'm looking to buy a handgun. What's required? And Rich, that brings me
to a question, and I'm really glad that you brought this up. Okay, so you've got an elderly couple that are just looking to protect themselves. They take the classes, they take the course, and they pass and they get their pistol permit. And... somebody breaks into their house. It scares them to death. It's in the middle of the night. They woke them up out of a sleep, and they go into their nightstand. They retrieve the gun. They tiptoe downstairs, and they see the perpetrator. Okay? What are the laws protecting the homeowner, that elderly couple? Can they shoot out of being older and being frightened? What must first call 911, I guess, would be the first thing to do. But until the police get there, a lot can happen in a short amount of time.
Sure. Without proper training, you know, I would recommend staying, lock yourself in a room. Don't head out to where you are. Call 911 first. Get your firearm and protect yourself. You know, lock yourself in the bedroom or a closet. There's a lot to searching a home. If you believe someone's in the home, you need a... proper lighting. You need to identify the subject. What if it's the neighbor, you know, who thinks he's in the wrong house, or you know what I mean, intoxicated neighbor, something like that.
You got to know who you're shooting.
You do. Yes.
You know, one of the things that bothers me, and I think bothers a good many folks in this state, is that they really don't know. They don't know what is going to be safe and what is not going to be safe and what to do. And I think this is something that that should be done because it's that dangerous. It truly, truly is.
Correct. It is. Yes. And, you know, the NRA pistol safety course is a basic course, basic safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keeping your trigger finger indexed, point the safe pointing direction, goes into all that aspect. There is advanced training available. You know, places like the Sig Sauer Academy. You know, there's some good places you can go for advanced training, and you really need that before you try and go clear your house in the middle of the night if you hear something.
But you do this yourself. You do this training.
We don't do all the training. We don't have a shooting range.
Oh.
We're just more of a retail store, but we do the safety class.
The class, that's what I'm
correct.
Thinking of. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you find that there's more people, more now than ever, in by your experience, that are looking to protect themselves by arming themselves with a pistol?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we have a good turnout for our classes. A lot of people coming in asking questions.
I'll bet. And describe, like, the people that are signed up for this class, all walks of life, right? So maybe some people that visually you wouldn't expect this person, you know, to partake in this class. And
sure.
You sit there and say, wow, I mean, it's a sign of the times, is it not?
All different ages, different lifestyles, yes.
Yep. Yeah.
People are nervous, and they also don't want their right to be taken away.
Right.
And that's a big concern.
Are women starting to get in with the weapons?
Oh, yes, definitely. That's actually the up-and-coming group. A lot of women purchasing firearms and getting their permits.
Is it really a political issue, Republicans and Democrats? Because, let's face it, Democrats own guns.
True. Yeah. We have people that come in, you know, with Bernie shirts on, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone wants to protect themselves. But that's kind of the funny part. You know, some of the politicians that want to ban the guns are protected by men and women with guns.
I say that all the time. The people who don't want fences have fences that are huge around their own homes.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, and the people who are want to outlaw guns are if they themselves don't carry the guns, they've got people that are walking beside them carrying guns.
Absolutely.
What a bunch of hypocrites.
Yep.
Wow. You know. What are some in the 8-week course? It is 8 weeks, right?
8 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry, 8 hours.
8 hours.
What are some things that are discussed?
Firearm safety.
Well, no, I know
obviously.
That, but like how to
storage.
Storage, yeah, okay.
Sure, storage.
And the safeties, the locks, and...
Correct. Every gun you purchase in Connecticut has a gun lock.
Yeah.
So they come with a gun lock.
And
so
how to hold it?
Sure, we go over grip, stance, sight alignment, sight picture, all that. Yep.
Is there a particular gun that... it seems to be a favorite for people, particularly those who are recent or brand new owners.
We start everyone with a .22 caliber, and they shoot a .38 revolver and then a 9mm pistol, just so they can see what the larger calibers do.
Yeah.
Would you say that we do right now have a problem, and we've got to get at it to make sure that we're ready? That we're ready, that we have the weapons and we know how to use them.
You got to learn how to. That's the purpose of the course, is to use the weapon safely, and that's what he's trying to promote, is safe ownership. Rich Sprandl, owner of Blue Line Firearms and Tactical, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Brad Davis in the Morning. We'll be right back.